That's right. Move. Get out the way. Get out the way. That's right. You're tuned in to Briefcase Radio Workshop. We have some fun here tonight. And yes, you know, Raven, she talked about move, get out the way. Allow that entrepreneurial spirit to come in. And we have some Morganites that are here tonight. With me in studio is Sadiq Ali of the Millionaire Manners. Floyd Wright of Briscoe and Associates Online. And we have Raven Jones of Fire Your Boss Academy. Thank you guys for coming back. And thank you for that, Raven. Telling people, get out the way. You know, let this entrepreneurial spirit to really get into you. So speaking about that entrepreneurial spirit, I heard a couple of things. Mentors, masterminds, you know, I have my own saying. It's called my brain group. These individuals who I really work with on a regular basis that give me input and feedback. Let's start with you, Raven, since, you know, you were the first that I heard talk about having a mentor, a coach. You know, how important is that for entrepreneurs, whether they are just getting started or have been in business for a number of years? You know, how important is that for them to have somebody other than themselves? And before you answer that question, follow us on Twitter. We're at MSU Startups. Again, MSU Startups. You know, leave us a message there. You know, what type of business you're in. You know, this is an effort to really showcase startups that are coming from Morganite. So, Raven, I'll turn it over to you.
I think that people definitely underestimate the value of having a person in your life that has gone through the things before that you are about to go through. One of my really favorite books is The Success Principles by Jack Canfield, and that's a book that was like advocated to us by the former director of the MBA program for us to read that book. And in that book, Jack Canfield talks about how success leaves clues, and basically, what he means when he's saying that success leaves clues is that there's always a person that has come before you that has probably done something similar to what you want to do, or, you know, they're doing what you want to do, and you can learn from their mistakes and ultimately not make those same mistakes. And so when I incorporated business coaching into my budget, because it's definitely an investment to obtain a business coaching and go through with a certain program, and that's because it's a life-changing process. For me, my business coach, she's obligated to be my partner in success and teach me to reach the goals that I would like to reach. And so for me, that was something that was a huge turning point in my business, because when I incorporated a business coach into my business plan in 2012, so it's been about 2 years now since I've been working with the business coach, that was when I actually saw my income take a huge increase, because I had a person that was holding me accountable. And as ambitious as you may think that you are, and as determined as you may think that you are, because, I mean, I've always been that person that from 3 and 4 years old, I've been the one that's been ambitious, and people have always told my mother that I was gifted and, you know, things of that nature. But as ambitious as I thought I was, I still suffered from the same diseases that other people suffer from at first, which is fear and really just being in my own way with stuff. And I needed that person in my life to help me be able to realize you can do this now. I was a person that was very self-conscious about my age, because I felt like I'm 23 years old. Are these people really going to hire me? And I'm 20 years younger than them. A lot of the people that I work with, I am 10 to 20 years younger than them. And I felt like, are they really going to trust me, being that, you know, they might think that I don't have as much wisdom as them. And now with the help of my business coach, I've been able to incorporate my age into my marketing strategy. And that's something that's probably my top advantage and my top selling point, because wow. I always tell people, you know, I've been able to do something at just 25 years old that people haven't been able to do in a lifetime. I was able to fire my boss successfully at just 23, and I can say that within 3 years, almost going into 26, I've turned my business into a six-figure business. That's something that a lot of people that are 20 years older than me, 45, can't even say. I mean, a lot of people that are 45 don't even make six figures within their corporate America job, so let alone creating their own opportunities and their own jobs to enable them to make a salary like that. So business coaching has definitely been something that I am forever grateful for. I know for a fact that I would not be where I am today had it not been for the help of my business coach. So that's something that I will always incorporate into my budget because I've always seen a return from it. I'm all about mentoring as well, having a mentor, but I do think that people should understand the distinct difference between mentoring and coaching, because with a mentor is a person that while they are helping you, they are not obligated to help you. So let's say months go by and your mentor is just really, really busy, because that person is obviously your mentor because they've accomplished a certain level of success and they just don't have time to talk to you. It's not because they don't love you or they don't want to see you successful and see you win, but they just really don't have time. They're not obligated. So that's why for me, I don't rely on just mentoring, and I also incorporated a coach into what it is that I do. So I just always advocate for people to get a coach, whether they want to work with me or not. I always tell people that is the greatest investment that I ever made into my business. It's a big investment, but it's where you'll see the return, because there's nothing like having that person hold you accountable and also having that person to teach you how to learn from the mistakes that they made.
Absolutely. So Sadiq, you talked about you and your brother having this mastermind group.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's one of the most powerful things that you can have. And I think I'll start with, I guess, a definition of friend, which is something I actually just wrote about on my blog, versus, having a mastermind. I'll start with the definition of mastermind, then we'll move into the difference in that and potentially friends. But I guess one of the earliest appearances of that word was in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich and Master Key to Riches, et cetera. And he first identified this this mastermind from Andrew Carnegie, the legendary steel magnate who at one point was the richest person that had ever walked the face of the planet through his steel empire. But Andrew Carnegie, he formed mastermind groups early in his business career, and these groups were full of the top thinkers, the top intellectuals, the top experts in whatever field that he was interested in at the moment, which happened to be steel, and he brought them all together with the express purpose of solving an issue, his issue. By design, he designed the group this way. And as a result, everybody's brain power was then pulled in the direction of solving one particular issue. And as a result, again, it generated, in today's terms, hundreds of billions of dollars worth of income and revenue, et cetera, which is, I tell people all the time, this is why we have so many institutions around the country and the globe named Carnegie. Same thing with Rockefeller. These folks formed these masterminds early on to solve problems. So how does that apply for us today? I think a lot of folks, they get caught up in, again, surrounding themselves with friends. And this is a term that is thrown around a lot. But I challenge, my children. I challenge, those who I mentor. I really challenge everybody. What is your definition of friend? Because mine personally is someone who does not defend you unconditionally. It's not someone who only tells you how great you are and how cool you are. A friend is someone who challenges you much like Raven said, that coach does for her, but it's someone who holds you accountable. It's an accountability partner. It's someone who's there to tell you, that really wasn't cool what you did. I don't think that's the best move, and here's why. And they're not telling you these things out of fear, which is sometimes what our family does, again, as we're beginning certain journeys, et cetera. Sometimes our families can become our worst enemies, and they don't even know it. They think they're protecting us out of harm's way. But I would suggest to everyone, though, to really analyze what your definition of friend is and what your quote unquote friends are doing for you, and then look at forming a mastermind, a group of individuals that are going to help each other achieve goals, achieve tangible, written, clear cut, singular goals, and then watch things turn around. And then lastly, I'll pass it along. But in my book, the book is filled with what I've coined as millionaire mannerisms. So just little quotes and inspirational pieces. But one of my favorite millionaire mannerisms is the fact that or the saying that you should never take advice from someone who does not have at least something that you want. And so many times we see people taking advice from folks who aren't really qualified to give it in that particular arena.
Mm, That's a whole nother story. Floyd, Floyd, yeah. Any thoughts or mentors, coaching, mastermind?
No, I was listening to Raven also, and I was thinking about the mentoring part also. One thing that I do in my business structure is I try to read a lot of periodicals and pick up on articles. So I read, you know, Black Enterprise and Forbes magazines and articles in the Wall Street Journal. And I try to follow up on what I might have read. Is this a new business? Is this a new venture? And just see how the person has started, how they're looking on the stock exchange, who are on their board of directors. And sometimes you can just take things to an infinite level where you can just see how someone started as like a little mustard seed, and now they're a Fortune 500 corporation. And that can be a guidepost for a lot of people to make that direction. Because some people, they just want to have their little old foundation, and they want to say, I got a board, and they do this, and they help young people, and that's it. But when you find out that you can take it to a higher level, and you can go national, you can go worldwide, then you have that whole field. Even if you never make it worldwide, you can go as far as you possibly can with whatever tools that you may have that have gotten you there. Mm-hmm. And I think from listening to Raven and to Beek, it's a lot of things that we are incorporating. And with the three of us, if we could take this show on the road, we could get a lot of other people to be able to be further entrepreneurs and also probably get people to see things that they're inside themselves that they just won't do.
About it.
Absolutely. So we're speaking about tools and resources. So I want to go around the table, you know, give out your contact information. How can people reach out to you? But also leave a resource, whether it's a book, website, a quote, you know, whatever you would love to leave for someone that's tuning in, that's on the line of saying, you know what, I'm ready to start my business, or, you know, I'm in business, but man, I just heard something that can help me tweak the things that I'm doing doing in business. And what advice do you have for universities, especially Morgan, as it relates to entrepreneurship? So if you can keep your comments to about, I know I gave you a lot, about 2 minutes, because we're running out, actually about a minute, we run out of time. So I'm going to let you go first, Floyd.
Okay. One thing that I wanted to share is that, you know, and individuals, whoever want to go into business, go as far as you can, do as much as you can, but also read a lot. I have a book that I keep on my desk that I read oftentimes because I had a certain situation in my life. It's a book called A Setup is a Setback for a Comeback. Setup is a setup for a comeback.
Jolly.
By Willie Jolly. And when you read that, even if you haven't had any issues in your life, if you read about how someone fell down and how they were able to get back up, it gives you the energy to just move on and move on and continue to do it. I'm going to share my business information. It's Briscoe & Associates. We have 110 East 25th Street in Baltimore, Maryland, which is the Charles Village area. And I can be reached at 443-509-6389. We do income taxes 24 hours a day and 365 days a week, 365 days a year. Look forward for anyone who wants to get in touch with us, and if there's anyone who wants to talk about any other entrepreneurial skills or meetings, I'd be glad to be a part of that.
All right, good deal. Sadiq.
Oh, very cool. So, yeah, I can be reached on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all by Millionaire Manners, Millionaire Manners Academy. Again, also pleased to, pleased to continue to announce that that my book will be releasing on June the 14th. That's going to be available. It's actually available on Amazon right now, but the books will not ship until after the 14th. But if you have a Kindle or an iPad, you can definitely get the book right now on Amazon. And again, that's Millionaire Manners or Millionaire Manners Academy on Facebook. The last bit of advice slash resources that I would leave any listeners with is, again, first find your passion. It starts there. You do not pass go. You do not collect $200. You do not do anything until you identify what you really, really love to do. What is the thing that you would do for free if asked to do? And somewhere in there, again, along with those complaints, is the seed for a business. And then resource-wise, there's so many. I agree with reading as much as you possibly can, but one of the last misconceptions is that you do not have to sell as an entrepreneur. So I'll break that and say that the resource that I will leave is my book, Millionaire Manners, which is the Men's and Boys Guide to Social Grace in the New Age. And I don't recommend it just because I wrote it. I recommend it because I've pulled bits and pieces from several classics and incorporated them for today, as well as along with my own experience. So I really think it's a valuable read. So it's my pleasure.
All right. All right, Raven.
I can be reached via email at info@fireyourbossacademy.com. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, so all those other social media outlets at Raven Jones. My name is spelled a little bit differently, so it's RaevynJones all together on Twitter and on Instagram. My Facebook brand page is called Raven Jones, entrepreneur, speaker, author, and Fire Your Boss coach. What do I want to leave you guys with? I want to piggyback this off of the reading. Reading is something that has always been really, really important in my life. I firmly believe that people can read themselves into a fortune, so I will obviously recommend The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. If you're looking to make the transition from employee to entrepreneur, I will also recommend The Top 10 Mindset Distinctions Between Employees and Entrepreneurs by Keith Cameron Smith. I really love and support all of the books that he has to offer. And then just also keeping up with different websites, Entrepreneur Magazine, Forbes. They all always have really, really great free nuggets on there. But my biggest piece of advice would be to invest in yourself. If you don't invest in yourself, nobody else will, whether that's time reading for your business, researching for your business, learning new things for your business, attending conferences, investing in a business coach. It is very important to invest in yourself so that you can see a return in your business.
All right, good deal. One comment, real quick comment. What advice would you give to universities as it relates to building the next pipeline of entrepreneurs? Real quick, we're going to go around the table. Raven?
As a student that still attends a university, I think that Morgan has done an excellent job just with everything that's offered with the EDOC. I was actually given the great task of competing in the business plan competition last year, and we got the place in the competition, putting Morgan back on the map because they hadn't placed in over 10 years. Wow. So I would just say keeping things like that within the university, business plan competitions, entrepreneurship resource centers, innovation courses, and things of that nature. I think that a lot of schools just go by the book so much and just have these basic intro one-on-one courses, and it really doesn't help students with the real-world experience that they need. So going beyond the classroom to really make sure that students understand entrepreneurship, because I feel like, honestly, a lot of the things that help you become successful as an entrepreneur are not learned in the classroom.
All right. Any other final thoughts? 20 seconds left.
100% agree. 100% agree.
I agree as well.
All right, good deal. I want to thank Sadiq Ali, Millionaire Manners, Floyd Wright, Briscoe & Associates, and Raven Jones, Fire Your Boss Academy. Thank you, Morgan Knights, for coming
for
on board.
Me.
Go Bears.
That's right, go Bears.
Go Bears.
All right, we're going to take our final break, and we'll continue with Briefcase Radio Workshop right after this.